Hi everyone, and welcome to today's episode. It's been a little while since I recorded anything because if you follow me on Instagram, you will know that I just spent some time in Mexico. I was in Oaxaca for a few days for a wedding for some friends, and it was so amazing. Like, it was just the best. It was the best wedding. It was so fun. So my friend Odette is originally from Mexico. So they had a traditional wedding, and then at the end, after the ceremony, they did, I guess it's like a traditional parade through the streets. So they had the police shutting down the streets, and these big, huge, like, not puppets, they're not puppets, but they're like these big bride and groom things that are big and like dance around, and then everyone follows that. And it was just a really, really fun and great time. There were so many people that went there from Toronto. Like, I think it was about, there was about 80 people that traveled from Toronto to Oaxaca for the wedding. So, and then plus like all the family that were there as well. So it was a huge wedding. Best time. I got to meet some really cool people, made some really cool new friends, and then I went to Mexico City by myself for a couple days. I didn't spend too long there, and I didn't really get up to a whole lot there. To be honest, I think I missed some things in Mexico City. Like, everyone says Mexico City is amazing, but I didn't think that. I thought it was cool. I like Mexico City, but it wasn't for me. It just wasn't different to any other city that I've like been to. I've been to a lot of cities in my time. So yeah, it was cool. I went to the park. I walked around a bit. I saw some things. It was cool. I prefer to go to places where I'm doing things different to the things that I normally do. So going to another big city isn't super exciting for me because I live in a big city. So, and Sydney is a big city as well. So yeah, but anyway, I loved it. I didn't not like it. I loved it. But maybe I'll just have to go back another time with someone who actually knows the city. Traveling by yourself can be interesting sometimes. I've done a lot of travel alone, and I think that can be a problem sometimes because I guess I was a little resistant to going out by myself and doing a whole lot of things, and I didn't particularly care to like look up exciting things to do. I don't party, I don't go to clubs, I didn't do any of that. But anyway, enough of that. We are back, ready to get started. I have a really, really exciting episode planned for today and some really, really, really fucking amazing stuff to chat with you about. The first thing that I want to remind you of is that Mindset to Manifest Live starts in a couple days. So this should be going up on Tuesday. It starts on Thursday. So you have some time to join us. It is seriously going to be so transformational. If you are ready to let go of limiting beliefs, if you want to know how to identify them and release them, if you want to learn how you can start to apply the power of manifestation on purpose to your life, if you would like to know and learn how to start taking action through fear. Now, I know one of my most my most popular podcast episode ever is the very first one I did on taking action through fear. And we're going to do a whole module on this in the course. And if you want to learn the habits and rituals and routines of a super manifestor, someone who takes action, someone who believes in themselves, then this course is seriously going to help you. You will get to the other side of this course and you have unlocked the power of your subconscious mind, because as you'll learn in the course, that is where everything starts for you. It's in your subconscious mind, and I'm going to teach you how to figure out what is going on in there and how to change it. There's going to be amazing bonuses. The first amazing bonus is the Energetic Revelation Masterclass I did. That is going to be given to you for free. And then I will be creating tapping scripts, tapping videos, hypnosis, things to really, really help you get even deeper and deeper and deeper into this content and really learn how to use the power of your mind to manifest the reality that you desire. And I'll create things that I see fit as we go through the course, whatever comes up, whatever I see that you as a group in the collective need help with, I will create resources for you based on that. And then whatever else I feel called to create for you guys to really help you unlock the power of your mind and absorb and transform. That is what this is about, transforming your life. So there is still time. I will leave a link in the show notes to do all of that. I'm so fucking excited, like so excited. And just the second thing before I get into the content for today is I am going live Monday to Friday every single day in the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group. So jump in and join us in the group so you can get access to all of these lives. I post the schedule on my Instagram and I post the schedule in the group so you can see what lives are there. But it's like all the stuff that I talk about, unlocking the power of your subconscious mind, co-creating with the universe, like really, really creating the mindset that is going to allow you to really live the life that you desire. Because I mean, I said this like 10 seconds ago, but that is where it all starts. And manifesting on purpose is a mindset. Positivity is a mindset. Getting the results and outcomes that you desire in your life is based on your mindset. You are fully responsible. And that is all the stuff that I'm going to be talking about in the lives. So jump in. You don't want to miss this stuff, honestly. Like, this is where it all starts for you. This is free content. Like, this is free. All you need to do is join a Facebook group. You can see what each live is about. And if you feel called to watch it, then you get to watch it. That's it. Like, this is the first step for you. And I mean, it's free. So really, like, why wouldn't you? Anyway, enough of my rant. Let's get into today's episode. As you can tell, it is called receiving. It is called receiving. It's about receiving. And this is something that has come up so much for me. I love how the universe responds. I fucking love how the universe responds, by the way. Oh my God. Okay. So this is probably going to be a whole nother episode needs to be a whole nother episode on its own. But when I say the universe, I mean you or me or whatever. The universe isn't separate to you. The universe isn't some external being giving wishes, granting wishes. You can have this, you can't have this. This is a less, like, when I say the universe, it's you or me or whatever, whoever. So anyway, I love how the universe responds to questions and manifests things, because when something comes up to me, when I need to learn a lesson, I am bombarded with that lesson. So a month or so ago, I asked for guidance from the universe and it came at me like a ton of bricks. As who are you being, and oh my gosh, and stuff is still coming up around that. So then recently I was, after a little more guidance, I actually, one day when I was in Mexico, woke up, voice noted my friend, Michaela, like, who else would I be voice noting? Seriously, we talk like all day, every day. And I was having a down day, and I would just, like, I'm going to be really, really honest with you guys. I voice noted her and I was like, I give up. I quit. I'm quitting. This is over. I'm done. I'm going to go back to Australia. I'm going to get a job. I'm done with this. And I don't really know what it was. And to be honest, I think it was just part of this whole process, because reality is I would never give up. I don't even know what triggered it. It just, I woke up and I felt like I needed to say that. And so I said it, and obviously Michaela was like, no fucking way. And then after that, I mean, obviously I asked the universe for some guidance, and I got bombarded with stuff about receiving. And I've just, so much stuff has been coming up and showing up for me in my life around receiving, 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 receiving. So whenever this happens, I know that this is stuff that I have to learn for myself, but also that I have to share with you. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to talk about what receiving is, why it's important, and then I'm going to give you some fucking amazing tips on receiving more and how you can open up to receiving more. Super, super important. So first of all, let's talk about what receiving actually is. So when you have an abundance mindset, that is the belief that there is always enough. There is more than enough for everyone. It is that everything that you desire is abundant. And this abundance, FYI, isn't just money. So when people talk about increasing abundance and they're just relating it to money, I just want you to know that there is more than that. Like, abundance means more than financial abundance. So this can relate to relationships. This can relate to opportunities, feelings, emotions, things, stuff, whatever. When you have an abundance mindset, you believe that there is always more than enough. So in this case, if we're shifting into an abundance mindset and that there is always more than enough, there is always more than enough. And then there's times when we're not kind of experiencing our manifestations. The reason that is because we're not open to receiving. And I completely can see how this has been in my life. So right now, I just want you to have a little think about if there are any situations or experiences or whatever in your life where you have not been open to receiving. Now, sometimes this can be deep subconscious stuff. So let me give you an example. And this is going to be like TMI, but it's a good example, so whatever. In my mind, I have this thing, like, say I'm out in the street or I'm out in public or I'm at the gym or whatever, and I see a cute guy and I'm like, why isn't this guy talking to me? Why doesn't he just come up and talk to me? Why won't he talk to me? Like, he could just come up and say hi. He could just come up and say like some random thing and start talking to me. Like, I don't get it. Why don't guys do that, right? And then there's also this part of me, which I like came to light the other day. I was at the airport on my way home from Mexico, and some person, I was listening to my headphones, some guy started talking to me, and I was like, what the fuck is this stranger talking to me? Why is he talking to me? Oh my God, like, that's so fucking weird. So do you see what I mean about not open to receiving? There's an opposing subconscious belief that is different to, that is, I don't want to say blocking because I don't really like using that word, but it does. It blocks what you desire to receive. So just have a think about if there's anywhere in your life where maybe you have two opposing beliefs and there is one that's kind of getting in the way of you actually getting what you desire or achieving what you desire to achieve. And this can be like anything. I mean, like I said, relationships, it can have to do with money, it can have to do with your career or whatever. So have a think about that. I can't exactly remember why I started talking about that, but that's okay. So really the point here with receiving is opening up to receive. Right, that's exactly what I was saying. So all the stuff that you desire is always around you. It's always around you. That's the point of abundance. That's, we live in an abundant universe. So whatever you desire is around you. But if you're not opening to, if you're not open to receiving it, it can't come in. So whatever you desire is right in front of you. Or maybe something comes up, like, let's use money as an example, right? Say you are, you desire more money, whatever, and then you'll get it, it'll come to you, but you're not necessarily open to receiving it, so you'll find a way subconsciously to get rid of it, which is something that I did a lot. I had a subconscious belief that I would never have money, that rich people are bad, that people who had money did bad things for it, they were drug dealers, like literally that was stuff that was ingrained in me as a child, that people who had a lot of money, rich people got their money because they were drug dealers. So anytime I had money, I would just get rid of it. I would spend it. I would just, oh God, the spending. But that's done now, right? We've moved on from that. But you see what I mean? So when you have these kind of blocks, everything, and that exactly is my point of, we live in an abundant universe. So the stuff is all around us, but if we're not open to receiving it, we'll find ways to get rid of it, or we'll just stop it from coming in altogether. So let's start. This episode is a little bit all over the place, but do you know what? I love that you guys are okay with that. So I appreciate you. Let's start talking about, so actually the first thing that I want to talk about before I talk about tips to open up to receiving and how you can really start tapping into receiving is how we receive. So a lot of people get really caught up on how you receive things. And we know in like manifestation stuff that you can't focus on how, blah, blah, blah. But the thing that I just want to say here, it's not super complicated. The way you receive things is more often than not going to be the same way that you always receive things. So if you receive money from your job, you're likely going to receive more money from your job. If you receive money from your husband's or wife's job, that is a really great channel for receiving more money. If you are manifesting a new computer, and the way that you normally would get a new computer is by buying a new computer, that is likely the same way that you're going to manifest the new computer. So buying yourself the thing that you're manifesting is still manifesting it. It was a thought in your head first, and then it came into your reality. That is manifestation. Very, very simple. And there are times when it can come from channels that you don't even know of, like a lot of the time there are. But I just wanted to point that out. For some reason, I felt like I needed to. Maybe someone needed to hear that. So I actually have notes, as usual, which surprisingly enough hasn't made this episode go any smoother, but that's okay. All right, so let's talk about opening up to receiving. So something that I like to get my clients to do is to make a list of all the things you've ever received. Just like all the things that you, and this is going to be a really fucking long list, but that's the point. Make a list of all the things you've ever received. Compliments, things, feelings, experiences, opportunities, whatever. I just want you to go through, start from as your earliest possible memory as you can, and just start making a list of all the things you've ever received. And don't keep it limited to physical things as well. Feelings, emotions, stuff like that, from other people, like that is stuff that you have received too. The next thing I feel like is pretty obvious, but sometimes I guess people have a hard time with this. I used to have a really, really hard time with it until one day someone told me, okay, I'm going to tell you what the thing is. It's to accept compliments. If someone says, I like your outfit, say thank you. If someone says, you're really beautiful, say thank you. If someone says, you're really good at something, say thank you and accept the compliment. Don't shut it down. Don't say, oh, well, like, no, I'm not really good at it. It was really easy, blah, blah, blah. No, just say thank you and then shut up. Accept the compliment. So one time I remember a couple of years ago, I was at work, like an old job I used to have, and one of the managers said something. I think he said I looked nice that day or something, or I did a good job or something. And then I tried to like brush the compliment off, and he just looked at me and just said, accept the compliment. And I was like, okay, I will. And so that is something that I've been practicing a lot, and it can feel kind of awkward because I think, well, especially as a woman anyway. I can't speak for the same experience from men. I don't know what it's like when they accept compliments. But we're kind of taught to dim our light and to brush it off because maybe it's seen as arrogant to think you're good or to accept that you're good. But fuck that shit. I'm good. I'm good at everything I do. Well, maybe not everything, but like if someone wants to give me a compliment for something, I'm taking it. Yes, please. Thank you. Like I have no, I'm not going to dim my light. I'm not going to pretend I'm less than I am just to try and make someone else feel better. I don't even know what that would do. If like, that's a really weird thing to think would happen, that by you accepting a compliment or brushing off a compliment, it would make someone else feel better. Like, why would it make the other person feel better or less awkward? Why would they care? Anyway, moving on. The next thing to receiving is receiving help. Accept help. And if this... So I have my friend Michaela, like, has been helping me immensely with so many things. She's so, so, so knowledgeable when it comes to marketing and business stuff, like so knowledgeable. And at first, like she's telling me so much great stuff. And at first I was like, I feel like this isn't equal. And I was like, I don't know. I feel really awkward or uncomfortable because like, I'm not giving as much as she's giving me. And then I was like, you know what? This is manifestation. This is how my manifestation comes through, by the universe placing people in front of me that want to help me, that can help me, that can give me advice on things. And like, I need to be willing to receive that and accept that. And it's the same for you. If there is someone who is offering you help, someone who is offering you support, accept it. You are allowed to accept the support. And this is a step. This is a step on the way to your manifestation. And if you are not willing to accept that, then you're not willing to accept the manifestation. And something that I spoke about in my live last night in my Facebook group is, it's not about the end result. When it comes to all this stuff, it's not about the end result. That's just the carrot dangling from the stick or whatever that saying is. It's the journey. It's the process. That is the point in all of this. It's who you become. It's what you learn. It's the lessons you learn. It's all that stuff. That is what's important. That is the point. Not the thing. It's not the money you desire. It's what's on the other side of the money. It's how you think you're going to feel when you get the money. It's how you will allow yourself to feel when you get the money, or the relationship. You know, a relationship, you could just go and stand next to a stranger on the street, but that's not what it is that you're after. You're not after just standing next to another person. You want to feel a certain way, right? And it's who you become in the process of achieving that thing that is the point. Anyway, let's move on. Oh my gosh, you guys, I have so much to share. I think I'm going to like skip a couple things. Cool. Now, another thing that I do love is going on a receiving rampage. So I know some people talk about, I've talked about it, a gratitude rampage, but I actually really, really love a receiving rampage. And there are two ways that I like to do this. So sometimes I will just sit around and I'll say, yes, I will receive from this computer. Yes, I will receive from this oxygen. Yes, I will receive from this piece of paper. Yes, I will receive from this money. Yes, I will receive from this whatever. And I literally will just go around and like just receive from everything. And this really, I feel it's the same as when I do a gratitude rampage. I just feel really, really, really open because we are receiving from everything. Like you receive from a pillow, you receive from oxygen, you receive something from paper, like whatever that is, whatever the purpose is that you're using those things, you're receiving from those. So really going on a receiving rampage helps to open you up the same way as a gratitude rampage. And it focuses you and it gets you in tune with receiving. Another thing that I like to do is I say, I am willing to receive more joy than yesterday. I'm willing to receive more money than yesterday. I'm willing to receive more clients than yesterday. I'm willing to receive more love than yesterday. And this is exponential. This is compounded. So if you're doing this, I'm willing to receive more than yesterday. This is a that has a compounding effect. So after a little while, it starts to not just get like 1% more than the day before, it's 2% more, and then that gets doubled, and then that gets doubled, you know? So, I mean, those aren't the exact numbers, but you get what I'm saying. So when you can exponentially increase your receptivity to receiving for anything, then you're opening up that channel, you're allowing that in, you are saying that to the universe that you are opening to receiving abundance, whatever it is that is close by, you are willing, you are receiving, you are accepting. Cool? Yes. Give me a high five if you're a long distance high five if you're yes for that. I just did it. So I hope you got that. Also, if you can hear papers, I'm literally like looking at my notebook at all the things. All right. And the next one I want to share, I got from someone like from a book. And this question is, ask yourself, what can you create and receive today beyond the beyond the capacities, talents, and abilities you think you don't have? And this can be a little confusing, but what can you receive beyond what you think you can't receive? Does that make sense? What can you create and receive today beyond the capacities, talents, and abilities you think you don't have? And this can be something that you journal on, which is actually like one of my favorite tools. Actually, maybe I'll do a whole episode on that soon, because seriously, journaling is mind-blowing and mind-opening. But answer this question. Write that down in your journal and answer it. Write whatever comes up. And what I would really, really love if you share it with me. So if you're willing, I would love to see what your answer is to that question and how you get on with that, because some of this stuff can bring up things that we didn't even know was there. So feel free to share it with me on Instagram. You can put it in your stories and tag me, or if you want to just send me a DM too, that's absolutely okay. But yeah, answer that one. And then what you can also do is ask the universe to show you evidence that you are receiving. And that's all you have to do for that one. You don't need to write anything down for this one. You don't need to journal on that unless you want to. You totally can. But just by putting that out there, just by setting that intention, just by asking that question for the universe to show you evidence you're receiving, that comes up. And for those of us who maybe are not kind of in this spiritual path, we can look at this from a different perspective, and we can look at all of this from a different perspective of take away the spirituality aspect of me saying universe, and we can just replace that with subconscious mind. So when you ask for evidence, so I've spoken about this a lot, your subconscious mind likes to achieve tasks. It likes to get things done. So when you can say, show me evidence that I am receiving, your reticular activating system is going to switch on and look for evidence, right? So if you are of a more 3D person and you just prefer to kind of stick in the mindset, you know, stuff, that this, the, blah, 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 this is exactly the same. It applies to both things. Let's see. Oh, another, no, we've gone over that. Wow, I'm really all over the place today, you guys. It's probably because I haven't recorded anything in a little while, and I'm also really excited today, and I am about to jump on a Facebook Live too, so I have a lot going on in my head. And the last thing that I just want to share is something comes up that limits us, or is a limiting thing. I don't want to say block. I really don't like using that word, but it kind of blocks us from the receiving is when we put these conditions on our receiving. So when we say stuff like, if this, then that, right? So this could be in a relationship or, let's use a relationship example of, if I get the relationship, then I'll be happy. If I have this, then I can have that. If I don't have this, then I can't have that. Right? I hope this is all kind of making sense. I hope I'm explaining it in a way that is easy for you guys to understand. But you're putting conditions on your ability to receive. And also what you're doing is trying to focus on the how. You're focusing on the form, not the content. And this is something that I speak about quite a lot, is focusing on the content, because we can't ever predict how things are going to show up for us. We can't predict the multitude of ways that the things that we desire to experience, to be, to have, to do, whatever, can come up. There are so many ways that we can experience so many things. And when you put conditions on your ability to receive and how things are going to show up for you, then you're limiting what can show up, when it can show up, how it can show up, and your ability to receive. And something that you might want to pay attention to here is, if you're putting conditions on all these things that you desire to achieve, where is that coming from? Where is the subconscious belief that there are conditions on your ability to receive, on your ability to be successful, on your ability to get what it is you desire, on your ability to live the life that you desire? That's the only way that would be happening, is if there are subconscious beliefs that you have that tell you that that's the only way that you can achieve something, or that that there are conditions on your ability to receive or achieve or whatever, anything. So that is our receiving episode for today. I hope you guys got something out of this. I feel like it was super all over the place. But I feel like sometimes after a little while of not podcasting, it takes me a bit to get back into the rhythm. But like, we're all friends here. We are all friends here. So it's totally okay. I know you guys love me. You know I love you. You fucking know that. I'm giving you such good vibes and energy right now. I'm so grateful that you are here and listening. And yes, I'm going to just probably stop talking now so I don't sound even weirder than I am. Okay, well, I don't care if I sound weird, but that's it. Okay, I'm just gonna stop talking. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. I love you, and I will catch you in our next episode. Don't forget to come and jump into the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group so we can go live and you can learn all the things. And yeah, I will catch you in the next episode.